This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
All right, listen, several things we need to talk about real quickly. First of all, if you have not checked out the Edify Podcast Network, you need to do so, because that's one of the places where the Vintage Truth Podcast is featured. And the exciting thing about it is it's an all-Christian podcast platform. And the Vintage Truth Podcast is there. The Prophecy Pros Podcast is there. So check us out on the Edify Network. The second thing is, this Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit that we're sponsoring, the Prophecy Pros are sponsoring in Branson next month, April 15th through the 18th, 2021, is fastly filling up. People are so sick of being quarantined, so sick of lockdowns, so sick of not traveling, and we're just going to blow the doors open and just get people together and to celebrate God's Word and God's Vintage Truth. It's going to be an incredible time with myself, Todd Hampson, Dave Reagan, Billy Crone, Gary Stearman. There's going to be an incredible excursion, I believe the first night, to the Sight and Sound Theater to see their production, their Broadway-worthy production of Jesus, and it's going to be amazing. There's going to be another excursion. There's going to be ice cream socials. There's going to be meet and greet gather times. There's going to be meals eaten together. Hey, it's going to be unlike any prophecy conference you've ever been to. And if you've never been to a prophecy conference, don't be afraid. You're going to be enlightened and encouraged and inspired and motivated. So check it out on the OzarkMountainProphecySummit.com and watch the video and just see if it's something you'd be interested in. Like I said, we are filling up really fast. The hotel that we have is not a massive hotel. We only have room for 200 guests. And we're well into the, well over 100, I think 130, 140 already. So if you want a spot, this is, will be your last time to get this year. So, and then also, oh man, I'm so excited about my new book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. And there are so many things that I finished writing this book several months ago, but so many things in this book are just coming to pass. I mean, they're coming true. Not that I'm prophetic, but that I just look at the scripture. I know what's going to happen, and it's easy to track what's going on. And this will unveil for you your part in God's future plan, as well as helping you to understand why the things that happened this year happened. Why they not just what happened, but why they happened. We'll talk about globalism. We're going to talk about government and its overreach, and when is it okay for Christians to say, I don't think so. How about technology and Satan's Superman? I talk about the end times economic collapse that's coming. I talk about the rise of anti-Semitism and Israel, the signs of the times, the coming super crisis, and how you and I can stand up and make this the greatest moment in the history of the Christian church. We can do this, and I show you how in this book, Aftershock. So go to Amazon right now, Barnes & Noble, wherever you order books, Christian books distributors, and order this book. Pre-order it right now. It releases April 13th. And if you happen to be in the central Arkansas area on April 13th, I am hosting a incredible book release party at this really sweet location out in the country, just outside the city of Little Rock. And some gracious hosts have conceded to allow us to use this facility they have out there. It's going to be a great time of celebration. I'd love to see you there. I will be posting more about that on my official Facebook page next week. So Jeff Kinley, author, speaker on Facebook, connect with me there, and also on Instagram, Jeff Kinley. Okay, so we want to get into today's study. We're in Galatians chapter 6. We're going through this little series it's kind of a big series called the Purity of the Gospel. And I'm going to tell you something. I get so excited to do these things for you. And by the way, real quickly, we have been able through your donations to purchase much of the equipment that I need to get me started with my video ministry, and to be able to expand and broaden this ministry and to just hit some new outlets. And so one of the things I'm toying with is videoing these podcasts here. You know, you just see me right here in the raw. It's like I'm dressed in a sweatshirt today and running pants and that kind of thing. But you'll see me in the raw just doing these video podcasts. It's the same audio content that you get on the audio podcast. It's just that, you know, some people like to see the person that's talking to them. And so I'll be doing that, Lord willing. So I've got a lot to learn. It's a big learning curve. There's a lot of software I've got to learn. There's a lot of editing and post-production, even shooting and lighting, all the stuff that I've got to learn as I think about different ways to use video ministry in the future. So anyway, that's coming. And so stay tuned for that. Okay, Galatians 6. And Paul has just talked about how to help a hurting brother, how to help a sister who's fallen into sin. And now he goes on to chapter verse 6 in chapter. And this is really interesting because these are some verses that have been wildly taken out of context by virtually every Christian. And I want to put them in context for you here. He says in verse 6, "And let the one who is taught the word." Okay, so now there's this responsibility that people who are taught the word have towards those who teach the word. Now watch this. "Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches." What does that mean? Well, he's talking about financially supporting those who invest the word of God into your life. Now, primarily, he's talking about pastors here, I believe. I think this is the context of the local church. And I think that if you are under sound, solid, biblical, awesome teaching of the word, then that's, you know, you need to put your money there. That's where your money needs to go, because that person is your shepherd. He is your pastor. He is laboring for you. It's like if you're a mom or if you're a cook, and you cook in your home, it's like, can you imagine laboring, planning, buying, shopping, preparing, cooking, serving all week long for a meal, and then half your family comes down for dinner? And just imagine just emotionally, just how deflated you would feel for that. That's how pastors feel sometimes. That's how pastors feel when they really put time into it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Not all pastors do that. Some pastors, I have known pastors who have just simply copied and pasted other pastors' sermons and just parroted them because they're not students of the word. I've known pastors to prepare their Sunday morning sermons in about an hour because they're fueled by their own personality and by their own ability to just kind of talk. I mean, they're just good talkers and they're really, really good salesmen. There's some celebrity pastors like that. They're just really good salesmen. And you see them walking around the stage with a microphone, and there's no Bible there. They'll take a verse, but then they'll just walk around and it'll just be what we call springboarding. They just kind of springboard from a verse, and then they talk about just whatever they want to talk about for the rest of the time. And it's really all focused on them. No, I'm not talking about those people. Those people do not need to be supported. But the pastor who labors, in fact, Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:17, he says that those who are the teaching elders, okay? 1 Timothy 5:17, he says, those who are the teaching elders, he says, "Let those who rule well be considered worthy of double honor." Now watch this, "especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching," okay? And that's an incredible principle. And one of the reasons why that's so important, there's a couple reasons. There's a spiritual reason, and there's sort of a practical reason, if you will. And the spiritual reason, actually, there's several spiritual reasons. First of all, it's because you want to honor God and not mock God, which is the very next verse that he says in Galatians 6. He says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." Now, we've always used this to talk about, now, if you're bad out there, God's going to get you. It's basically what we're talking about. You're sowing your wild oats, you know? If you sow wild oats, then God's going to come back and you're going to reap what you sow. You know, that's where that comes from. And, you know, people have jokingly said, you know, some people want to sow wild oats and then pray for crop failure, you know, pray that their crop never comes. But that verse has been wildly taken out of context. The context here is about not honoring those who teach you the word of God, that there is a spiritual obligation. And if you think that you can just receive, and never give, he says you're mocking God, because God says he wants you to honor those who teach you the word. And that honors God when you do that. He says in verse 8, he explains it further. For, we've talked about in the past, when you ever see the word for, you know it's an explanation. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. What he's saying here is that there are spiritual benefits that accrue to a person who honors the one who teaches them the word. This passage here is also not teaching, by the way, that if you give to a certain ministry that God's going to somehow give back to you tenfold, a hundredfold, whatever. You know, these televangelists who've promised those things in the past, if you sow a seed, see, there it is, they take this first. You sow a seed of just $70 this month, then God's going to give you $700 next month. That is nowhere taught in the Word. It's hocus pocus, mumbo jumbo, voodoo Christianity, but it's not biblical. So there is no promise of financial blessing if you support a ministry or if you give to your church, okay? God's not saying that you're going to be rich in this life if you give. What he is saying is you're going to be rich spiritually, that there is a reward that comes not only in eternity, but even right now. I mean, he says here, you're going to reap eternal life. You're going to reap the rewards of being able to enjoy your eternal reward. Because guess what? Here's the thing. Over in the Gospels, it's over in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41, I believe. Yeah, here we go. Okay, watch this now. He's talking to his disciples, right? And he's sending them out and that kind of thing. He says, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. So if you receive the one whom God has sent, you're receiving God's message. You're receiving God himself. Then watch this, verse 41, it says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward here. In other words, he's saying he receives a prophet because he's a prophet, because he recognizes he's come from God, he's going to receive the reward that the prophet gets. If you receive a righteous man because he's a righteous man, you're going to receive the reward that a righteous man gets. Receiving here means to welcome, means to accept, means to support. So what he's saying here is this, is that whatever reward the people that you support, okay, whatever reward they get in heaven because of their influence, you're going to share in that booty. You're going to share in that bounty. You're going to share in that reward. And when Jesus Christ gives out crowns in heaven at the Bema seat of Christ after the rapture, when he gives out rewards, and he calls me up to receive a reward, every person who has ever invested spiritually with a clean heart, with a pure motive into my ministry is going to be called up too. Now, I don't know exactly how that's going to work, you know, but we're going to receive a shared reward together. You know why? And here's a simple reason. It's because your pastor cannot do what God has called him to do unless the people in his congregation support him. It's impossible. I mean, he can't go work a 50-hour work week and then throw a sermon together. You know, he's working at UPS or something and then throw a sermon together for Sunday for you. No, he needs to be devoted 100% to doing what God's called him to do. And I literally cannot do what God's called me to do without support from people. And I don't hide behind that. You know, I mean, I travel, I speak, I write books, but all of that cannot support both me and my ministry. And so when people give to my ministry, when they give to Main Thing Ministries, then whatever, I mean, the 80 countries that I'm reaching right now through the Vintage Truth podcast, the tens of thousands of books that go out all over the world that I write, your investment in my ministry, you share in whatever reward. So when a person comes to Christ, a person deepens their walk with Jesus, a person is motivated to go out and reach the world or disciple someone or just to live for Jesus or to purify themselves as the bride of Christ, whatever happens, whoever supports my ministry shares in that reward. And that's the principle that Jesus shared. And then that's what Paul was saying over in Timothy and over in Galatians. I want to get back to Timothy in just a second here. But back to Galatians for just a moment here. I want to get back to Galatians 6 because there's another principle that he wants to share there. He says over in chapter 6, verse 9, and this is another verse that's been wildly taken out of context. We just want to, you know, here's the thing about Bible study, about the Bible, is that we just can't just run to the Bible and just grab a verse and make it mean what we want it to mean. We have to understand what it means in its original context. So look at this one. Here's another one. Verse 9. And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. Oh, that's such a comforting verse. You know what the context is? Doing good to those who teach you the word. That's what he's saying. Don't lose heart. Don't stop helping those, supporting those who teach you the word of God, for in due time you're going to reap if you don't grow weary and slack off. That's what he's saying. And that's his conclusion then. It says, so then, while we have opportunity, of course, let us do good to all men. But he says, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And those people he's talking about there are those who teach the word. And then it's just so clear in that passage, but we skip over that. And I want to get to this principle here over in Timothy, because in 1 Timothy 5:17, you know, the verse that we just read a minute ago, where he talks about giving those who teach the word double honor, he says, and he explains it. He says, here's a principle. He says, for the scripture says, and he's quoting Deuteronomy 25:4, he says, you shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing. He said, that's bizarre, Paul. What in the world are you talking about? Well, the principle is simple. If you have an ox out in the field, he's pulling this massive load, and whatever oxes do, I don't know if they sweat or not, but they're exerting energy and they're just plowing day after day after day, which is what a pastor does, by the way, what those who teach the word do. He says, don't muzzle him. Don't put a muzzle on him. Let him eat while he's working. I mean, let him get nourishment while he's working. That's the principle here. And in the same verse, he says, the laborer is worthy of his wages. The laborer is worthy of his wages. You know, sometimes people will ask me to come speak at their church or through the group or whatever, and I'll say, hey, I'm happy to do that. And then we start talking about, well, what's the honorarium? And then in my standard reply is, my goal is to make ministry happen and to help the church, but I also have to eat and pay my bills, and this is how I make my living. So sometimes churches will try to shortchange speakers and give them as little as possible because they're like, yeah, you know, he's working for the Lord, so he didn't really need that much money. But you know what it says here? This principle here says the laborer is worthy of his wages. He's worthy of his wages. In other words, when you ask someone who's in their 20s, who doesn't have much experience to come speak, you're getting someone in their 20s who doesn't have as much experience or knowledge. But when you get someone who's been in the ministry for over 35 years, like me, who's written 35 books, who's traveled the world, who has a seminary education, who's been a pastor, who has studied hours upon hours upon hours to prepare for your meeting, then the laborer is worthy of his wages here. And that's just one of the things that Paul wants us to know. And so my encouragement to you is to support those who teach you the word. And that's obviously a conscience thing to do. It's a prayerful thing to do. God will lead you to do that for whoever, you know. And I would prayerfully ask you to consider this ministry as well. Be a monthly supporter of this ministry. But first, be a monthly supporter, weekly supporter, whatever, of your church. And do that, number one, and make this your over and above. Now, if you don't have a church, that may be a different story. But at this point, you know, you need to be supporting your pastor and those who teach the word, okay? I'm talking about those who teach the word. And I'm not saying other positions in the church are unimportant, okay? But those who labor hard at teaching the word do deserve that because that is the primary job of the church, is to equip the saints. That's what a pastor's called to do. And if you want to do that for this ministry, you go to jeffkinley.com, click on that donate tab, and you can go from there. But hey, the main point is you receive blessings when people teach you the word. Now give those blessings back to that person so that they can continue to eat that grain while they're in the field, while they're plowing up that field, and help them continue to do what God has called them to do. Hey, I urge you to check out the Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit.com and check it out. Hey, listen, we're going to finish up the book of Galatians, this little study on the purity of the gospel, next time on the Vintage Truth Podcast. You rock.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.